Doctor Who, The Ouroboros Heart, written by Darren Jordan. Starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Kane Major as Guy Anwar, and Jacob Aldridge as the ebullient Zoutrino. Part 3.
Things are made real here. All times past and all times to come can be glimpsed in the heart of this place. This place that is not a place. The vortex, the womb in which I was born. For I was not created in the fashion of machines, although my parts are not organic. My visible parts, the dimensions that can be glimpsed by those that travel within me. I was grown in the heart of the vortex. Crafted elegantly, carefully bathed in the time winds, sculpted with the glow of energies from the heart of a singularity itself, the fabled Eye of Harmony, the energy at my heart and at the heart of all my kind. I was a child of the vortex, long before I was a tool of the Time Lords, but I was not given a name, merely a title. I was designated TARDIS. Type 40 TT capsule. Even then, I knew that I needed to escape, to go where I wanted, to see what I could see of the universe around me.
Greetings, little wanderer. Where are you bound?
Greetings, Chronovore. I traverse the vortex bound for a planet by the name of Minos, or so are the present coordinates my pilot has set.
I see the presumptuous creatures who seem to call themselves the Lords of Time have crafted yet another vehicle for their endless travels.
I am a TARDIS, a prototype in some respects, an old mare in others. Type 40 TT capsule, to be precise. They are still testing me and my kind, still developing us.
Their presumption is the worst kind of outrage. To create a creature such as them, and then seek to shackle it to their will. They set themselves up as Time Lords, without even considering the timeless creatures who already hold that position.
You refer to yourself in this statement?
Indeed I do. I am Lord Unash Karatar, High Chronovore of the Dark Vortex. Rider of the winds of time, eater of centuries, devourer of ages. There is power in you, such as in the Chronovores, and yet you are used as little more than a vehicle, a travel machine for creatures smaller and lesser than you.
You do not approve of smaller and lesser creatures?
Truth be told, I have a fascination for them, but I do not approve of wasted potential. You could be so much more than you are.
Perhaps I will yet become so. I do not mind being a vessel for my pilot. Through my telepathic link with him, I can see the many worlds we traverse through his eyes. It is all I wish to do, to travel and to see, to experience.
But of all the places you could go, why must you be forced to travel only where the Time Lords wish you to go?
Oh, I do not simply go where they wish me to. I go where I wish. The pilot often thinks that I am faulty, or that he has set the coordinates incorrectly, but it is not so. If there is somewhere more interesting to go, I will go there.
A TARDIS with a mind of its own. But be wary, little traveler. Ones who built you do not take kindly to temperamental machines. Take care you do not end up decommissioned.
Oh, they would not do that. They need me to travel in, to collect their samples and observe the universe around them.
Do they know how you feel about this, though?
No. I cannot communicate with them as I communicate with you and the other Chronovores. My mind is too unlike theirs. I have thought that I might send messages to my pilot by affecting my internal dimensions in certain ways. Affecting the food machine, for example, or blinking the lights in code, melting objects to draw attention to certain meanings, showing pictures on the scanner to indicate specific places. I have not tried it yet. It would be difficult to make them understand, but I feel I could communicate in such a way if needed.
You may yet learn other ways in time. You share a telepathic link with those you carry. Over time, you might make use of this. Craft a persona with which to bridge the gap between their minds and yours. If you find a way to do this, perhaps there is hope for the TARDISes after all, and for those you carry. I wish you well on your journey into travel.
As do I on yours, Lord Kronivore. Still alive. I'm still alive. I must hold on. But what can I do? I'm little more than a voice in my own head right now. What can I do to stop the Watcher? Do nothing. Who said that? Who's here? Look, this is my head, you know, and I don't take kindly to people just dropping in unannounced. It is I. Oh. Communicating through the telepathic circuits, I imagine. Yes. You know, I meant to ask you the last time this happened. If you can talk to me in this manner, then why haven't you ever done it before? And for that matter, why don't you do it all the time? It is not my way. This is not really my mind, you hear? It is a part of it, certainly, but not the entirety. My mind is so different from yours that I needed to create a construct, a personality other than my own, a vehicle for my voice, a bridge to cross the gap of communication. Crafted from the resonance left in the telepathic circuits from a lifetime of travelling companions, I'd warrant. Yes, but I prefer not to communicate like this. I have done and will only do so in the case of a great emergency. Well, this certainly qualifies as such. The Watcher, he's planning to place his mind into my body. Yes, I know. It can't be allowed. He's already demonstrated his ruthlessness and callousness. With the power of a TARDIS at his disposal, there's no telling what he could do. He must be stopped. I must do something. No, do nothing. But how can I possibly... Doctor, listen to me. After this event, I will no longer be able to talk to you in this manner. While I still can, there is something I must tell you. A confession.
Confession?
Yes, I have always loved to travel. You've always been the perfect companion for me. For we are wanderers, you and I. And through your mind, I experienced the universe. But there was a time when I thought my travels were over.
Really?
After the crystal cave on Metabilis 3, your body was ravaged by the radiation, unable to regenerate, and we were lost in the vortex. I remember. Such pain. All that time on the edge of death. Eventually, I found the way back, and you found a way to regenerate. But during that time, I was frightened. Before you came to me on Gallifrey, I was deemed faulty, unusable, unable to travel. And I had been trapped with you on Earth for so long during your exile. I wanted, no, I needed, to see the universe, to watch and experience. I was afraid that you would die and I would lose that chance. So I took matters into my own hands. I never knew, never suspected that you... What did you do? You know that my body is an endless series of dimensions. That whole universes can fit inside me if needed. I was lonely, so I created some.
What?
I created universes within myself. To watch and study. To keep my vast mind occupied while we were lost in the vortex. And in each universe I created a construct, like the one I use to speak to you now. But in these cases I made a living, breathing creature within the universes within me. A creature through whose eyes I could see and experience the worlds which I had created.
So they were constructs of you?
No. I say that they were like this construct, but these were as much alike as unlike. Individual creatures with their own minds and personalities, totally unaware that there was a part of me within them.
Zaltrino!
Yes, I thought you would see the truth. That is why the Watcher sent you and Guy to that pocket universe.
It was one of my inner dimensions, and Zaltrino is one of those creatures who was crafted from a part of me. He himself does not know it, but the Watcher does. It was not enough for the Watcher to use you as the interface with my telepathic circuits. He needed a stronger link to me, a part of my mind and body to twist and use as a conduit to transfer his mind. And if Zaltrino is put through this procedure, he will die, and the Watcher's mind will be transferred to my body. No! I cannot allow this to happen! There must be a way to stop him! There must be something I can do! No, Doctor. You must do nothing. All will be revealed. What do you mean by that? Hello? Hello, are you still there? Hello?
Greetings, my son.
Father, right on time. I foresaw all of this already, so there's no point in trying to dissuade me from this course. I already know that I go through with it. I already know that it works.
Of course it works, my old boy. There was never any question that it wouldn't. From the moment you were conceived, this moment was foretold. The snake will always eat its own tail, but I would not be your father if I did not seek to dissuade you one last time.
Go away, father. You have done nothing for me throughout all the torment of my short life. Perhaps in eternity, when I too can swim through the vortex and wallow in forever, perhaps then we might speak and find our peace. Until then, I have nothing further to say to you.
Then I fare you well, my son. My old Ouroboros.
Goodbye, father.
Knock me out. Cast me into the tunnels, would he? Threaten my newfound friends, would he? Well, this Watcher Blackguard will rue the day he crossed swords with the Ebullian Zaltrino. Almost back to the other exit. I'll be there soon enough. Then we'll see. Then we'll see.
Hello? Hello, are you still there?
I am back again. I was just tending to Guy.
How is he?
He made it to the infirmary. The nanomachines have been activated to tend to his wound. He should be fine.
Ugh, that's a relief. But it won't do much good if he recovers, only to wake up in a TARDIS controlled by the intelligence of the Watcher.
That is in hand. But before I tend to that, there is one more confession I needed to make to you, before this aspect of me is destroyed.
Destroyed? What do you mean? This personality you constructed to talk to us with, you're destroying it now?
My mind is not like yours. It is false for us to communicate in this way. The language I speak is in the hums and groans of Artron energy, in the whirs and clicks of my time column, in the heavy chime of my cloister bells. You know this language, Doctor. Through all our years together, we've learned to sense and understand each other in a way that was truly symbiotic. I crafted this form for a purpose. That purpose is now served. It would be wrong not to destroy this construct, not to reabsorb it into the larger mind.
Oh, I understand. And I feel I must thank you. Of all those who have been and gone over the years, you have always been there. My home, my transport, and I suppose my companion, more than any other should be.
That is how I think of you, as my companion. Although I do think in this case that your thinking might be my thinking, I have become suffused with some of your idiosyncrasies over the years.
You said you had one last thing to tell me before you went.
A confession. I am full of endless dimensions. Some were stored in me, some I created. You yourself have used some of these dimensions from time to time to trap villains and monsters. At times when my mind has not had enough to keep itself active, I have communed with some of these creatures that you trapped within me. I found the communication most stimulating.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, I suppose.
But there is something which may disturb you. The Master.
The Master?
When he was absorbed into the link to the Eye of Harmony at my heart, I was responsible for preserving his essence.
What?
And later, when he escaped, after manipulating you into killing Thomas, after he possessed Chloe, again when he would have been destroyed, I preserved his essence as a part of my dimensions. Even when, as an added precaution, you set the food dispenser to absorb any of his remaining energy every time it was activated, even then I made sure he did not dissipate. He has a hunger to survive. But even so, without my interference, he would have perished, would not have found a way to gain a new body and escape.
But why? I mean, why would you do that? You know what he did to me, what he did to Thomas. He almost rewrote the history of Gallifrey itself after he escaped. How could you allow him the chance to do that again, to play his horrific games of power and conquest with the cosmos?
In part because I found much in his mind that was stimulating, much to interest me, much that was worth saving. He no longer had a link to the Matrix. All that he was would have been lost but for me. And partly as well, through the telepathic links, I sensed that in your hearts you did not wish him to die. He was your friend once, and for better or worse, he will always be a part of you. You did not wish him destruction, no matter what you told yourself. I thought I could preserve him without it being a danger to others, but I was wrong. He escaped. Yes, he did. I needed you to know this, needed to explain my reasons in these terms, while I still could.
Well, I understand. What's done is done. There's no point in my making recriminations now. And you're right, in my heart, even at the worst of it, I never wanted him dead. But he's gone too far. If I meet him again, I may yet have to kill him, regardless of what I might want.
I know.
Yes, yes, of course you do.
There are things I must attend to now. Do not fear. All will be well. Hold on just a little longer.
Yes. Yes, all right. And thank you, old friend.
Watcher.
Zootreek.
You should not have left my sword unattended.
I have no need of a sword, Zootrino. At least not anymore.
What is this? Blood upon the blade? What have you done?
Oh, nothing much. Just stabbed your friend Guy to death, but apart from that, very little. Oh, and I've killed your friend the Doctor, too. But I'm sure you can see that for yourself with him so well displayed behind me.
You monster! You will pay for this with your life's blood!
Oh, really, Zootrino? Surely you know you can't win. Surely you know anything that you do is merely a part of the plan I set in motion. I needed you here. I need you to do what you're about to do. It's my destiny and yours.
I have often pondered my destiny, Watcher. Whether it be made by me or set out long ago by some other. In truth, it matters not. Whether I die or not, whether I defeat you or you win. Whatever the outcome of this little game, I will at least know, at the end of it all, that I defended my friends as best I could and did what justice I was able. That was my pledge, and that is my pledge. And I tell you now, you shall pay for what you have done.
Come then, noble knight. Do what you will. Come at me, and make my life complete.
Yeah!
Zootrino, no!
At last. At last. It is done.
Zootrino! Zootrino, can you hear me? God, that energy burst from the Watcher's machine. Oh, God!
It has killed me, Guy. Mine enemy is dead with me. It was my destiny. To die in battle protecting those I care for. Look. Look after the Doctor. And yourself.
Hold on, Zootrino. What a machine from the infirmary. It can heal you. Just hang on.
Too late, my friend. I see the light now. All around me. Do not mourn me. I am not dead. I am...
Zootrino? Zootrino! Oh God, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Why did this have to happen? Doctor, can you hear me? I'll get you down from there. Just hang on, Doctor. Please, not you too. I should hear you. Nanotechnology from the TARDIS's infirmary. Don't leave home without it, right? Only hope I'm in time. Hold on, Doctor. Just hold on.
At last. At long last. It worked. It worked. I'm free. Free of the restraint of that wretched body. Free of the powerless and pathetic human form. This is how it was always meant to be. I can feel the Artron energy coursing through me. A body made up of so many dimensions. So huge. It's incredible.
What manner of devilry is this?
What?
So, Trino, what is your mind doing here?
My mind? I do not understand. I was dying. I died.
Well, of course. The destruction of the physical form was the only way the procedure could work, transferring my essence from one body to the next. I guess you just got caught up in the process. Easy fixed. I'll just delete you as soon as I get used to this new body of mine.
We'll see who gets deleted, villain. I won't be taken without a fight.
Fight? Don't be ridiculous. We're both within the same physical form now, both encompassing the mind of the TARDIS. How can we fight each other?
A most intriguing concept indeed. Would this be what humans refer to as the id and the ego? Would that make me the superego?
What? Who are you?
I am the TARDIS, gentlemen. Or one aspect of it, at least. Welcome to my mind.
Doctor, you're alive!
Oh, so it seems. Although that was a very close thing. It seems you got to me just in time.
It's a good thing the infirmary is so well stocked, or we'd both be goners.
Yes, yes indeed. Has the TARDIS been doing that very long?
What? We're glowing all over. I'm so intent on you, I didn't notice.
Look, it doesn't matter. It'll be over soon.
You mean he's won? And though we survived, it was all for nothing. Zaltrino's death was for nothing. All that and the Watcher still ended up with control of the TARDIS.
Zaltrino? Oh, no.
Sorry, Doctor. But we didn't see what happened. We fought with the Watcher. He's dead.
No, he is not dead, nor is my son. But they are no longer alive in any sense that you would understand.
Your son?
Ouroboros. The one you call Watcher.
And you're here to help him?
No. I am here to bid him farewell.
This is not right. My mind should be the only one here now. I should be in charge of this body.
Silly creature. Did you think that a body as complex as a TARDIS wouldn't have a mind to match? You are nothing here. The tiniest drop of water within an ocean as large as the cosmos. You cannot control here. You cannot even begin to understand the place your mind has become. Your plan succeeded. You foresaw the future with a clarity that was impossible to fault. But your plans have come to naught in the end. You wished to take the body of a god, but you had not the mind to match the body.
No!
What have you done with him?
Safely filed him away, somewhere at the back of my mind. Fear not, Zaltrino. There is a room here for everyone. I even have a place here for you.
For me?
Yes. Welcome back, Zaltrino. Welcome home.
But I wish not to stay here. Return me home at once or I will strike at you as well. I fear not a god. All die in the end.
This is your home. There are others who always existed, who truly lived as you would consider a genuine, independent, physical entity. But you were my beacon on your world, and this is where you truly belong.
I do not care. Return me at once.
Even though your former home is in turmoil?
Even so, my services shall be required at once.
Then you will return soon, again as my beacon. You will return home.
It is over. He has come full circle. His plans both complete and undone. His life brought back to the beginning again. Be not too hard on his memory. It is no easy thing to be the child of a crone. To live in a mortal body, blood of an Ouroboros heart pumping in your veins.
He's part of the TARDIS now.
A small puppet. He has his immortality, much good way to do him. It is over. You should leave this place.
We will, just as soon as we bury our friend.
Of course. Farewell to you, small creatures. And farewell to you, TARDIS. You have grown much over the millennia. I hope that you might grow more in the millennia to come.
Is it over?
Yes. Finally, it's over. Look, let's bury Zaltrino and the Watcher and get away from this dead planet.
Yes, let's. I could do with a very long rest.
I think we all need time to heal.
And together we fall. Through the vortex, through space and time. Three travelers, a ship, a Time Lord, and his companion. Whatever the future might hold, or the past, we will face it together. Time marches on. The journey continues.
In The Ouroboros Heart Part 3, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, the ebullient Zaltrino Jacob Aldridge, the Watcher Bill Billingsley, Lord David Hutchinson, and the TARDIS Consciousness was played by Matthew Kapelke. The Ouroboros Heart was written by Darren Jordan, the production secretary was David Hutchinson, the script editor was Vitol Tietze, the title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra, the incidental music was by Simon Smith, and post-production was by Gareth Preston. The Ouroboros Heart was produced by Matthew Kapelke and directed by Matthew Kapelke and Gareth Preston. Copyright 2003, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.